بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه، قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم، قل يحييها الذي انشاها اول مره وهو بكل خلق عليم. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, in the last verses of Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions an incident of a person who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of the Mufassirin and commentators say it was As bin Wa'il, who was a mushrik. He was an enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he comes with a bone, a decayed bone. And then he crushes it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his palm. And then he blows off the fragments, the pieces of the bone, the decayed bone. And then he addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Ya Muhammad, will Allah resurrect this after it is decayed? You mean to say that this bone, after it is decayed, it is crushed, it has become into tiny fragments, into pieces, and it has been blown away, that Allah will gather this bone again and put flesh and blood and create a human being again? On this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانَ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Does man not see that we created him from a drop of sperm? That was his beginning. He forgot what was his beginning. Now that he has got flesh, blood, and limbs, and organs, and brains, and intelligence, he thinks that he is very powerful, and ma'adallah, Allah has become weak, and Allah is unable to raise man again after man dies, and after he's buried into the ground. فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Now he has become an open adversary. He has become an open opponent, and he is arguing with you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. He's citing this example of this bone, decayed bone, that has been broken into pieces and thrown away, when he has forgot his own creation. He has forgotten his own inception, how we created him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about ba'ath, ba'd al-maut. After insan passes away and he is buried in the ground, wherever he is buried, in the sea, in the desert, wherever he may be. And even if his body was not intact, it became decayed, decomposed into pieces and fragments, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will bring all those pieces of his body together again. And Allah will raise him in front of him on the day of Qiyamah. قَالَ مَنْ يُحِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِي رَمِيمٌ. This was the question he asked. Who will give life to this bone, or these bones, after it is rotten and decayed? قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is that being, that is Allah, who created man in the very first instance, he is the one who will raise man again. The same As bin Wa'il, He had a worker for him, Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiallahu ta'ala, a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the beginning, he used to work for As bin Wa'il. And Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiallahu ta'ala was not given his salary, his wage, so he came to collect his due. So As bin Wa'il says, you believe that after you will die, then one day you will be raised on a day called Day of Resurrection or Judgment or Qiyamah? He says, yes, I do believe in that. Because Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiallahu anhu was a believer. So he says, okay, very well then. You see, on that day that you are talking about when you will be resurrected, then on that day, very mockingly he said, on that day, I'll have so much of treasures by me, I will pay you your due then. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowledgeable. Allah has all knowledge, alim, with everything that He creates. And Allah has the power, Allah is not weak. Throughout the Quran, we find one of the themes in the Quran is about ba'ath, resurrection. That after man passes away, he will be raised on the day of Qiyamah. This is part of our iman. That after we leave this world, and whatever time we will live or will be in the world, in the qabr, which is another realm, alam-e barzakh, but then, when the trumpet will be blown again, first when the trumpet will be blown, all those who are living will die, then it will be blown again, and then everybody will be raised from the qabr. And there's also mentioned in Surah Yasin. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam believed in every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he obviously believed in ba'ath, ba'd al-mawt, resurrection. But he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a sign. Not that he was doubting ma'ad Allah. وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. For the satisfaction of his heart, Ya Allah, show me a sign that how you will raise the makhluq on the day of Qiyamah. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, you see, you have these birds. فَقُدْ أَرْبَعَةً مِّنَ الطَّيْرِ. Take four of these birds. And you tame these birds. And you train these birds that when you call them, they will come to you. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did that. So whenever he would call these birds, they would come flying to him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him that you must slaughter these birds. You must slaughter these birds. And after slaughtering these birds, chop them into pieces, the head, the wings, the legs, and then place them in different parts on the mountain. ثُمَّ دْعُهُنْ. Just imagine this. There's the birds, four birds, each one is chopped, slaughtered, and the parts are mixed and placed in different places. And then Allah Ta'ala tells him, ثُمَّ دْعُهُنْ, call them. يَأْتِينَكَ السَّعْيَةَ. All these birds who were cut into different pieces, Allah joins their parts of the body together. Each bird comes in its proper form and then they come flying to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us in the Quran Majeed, in various ayat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the power of creating insan after insan is given death by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and insan is placed into the qabr, then there'll be a day of resurrection. And this is the day we all are preparing for. And this is the day of qiyamah. No matter where we pass away in the world, wherever our bodies may be buried or lying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day brings all those body parts together and man is reconstructed again. So the non-believers, the disbelievers, they used to deny this. They never used to accept it. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Quran and Majid, Allah repeatedly gives us signs of His power, His Qudrat. You will find so many verses, almost every night, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. Allah is the one who created the skies and the earth. Allah is the one who created the night and the day. Allah is the one who created the seven firmaments. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us proofs of His power and His Qudrat. Dala'ilul Qudra. Why? Remember, the Quran was revealed to the Arabs initially. And in Makkah, they could not understand that Allah is going to raise them again after Maut comes to them. And therefore repeatedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought these verses. And Allah repeatedly showed them His strength, His power, His Qudrat. And for you and I who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make shukr Allah has given us iman. But then these are also verses for us to reflect. To reflect upon. That we also are accountable for our sins. And we will also be raised before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And on that day, we will stand before Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we will have to answer for all our sins, all our deeds, whatever we did before Allah in this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions various verses of this nature in the Quran and Majid. And tonight we heard so many verses wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His power. Allah ta'ala even spoke about Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. And we mentioned, I think the other night, very briefly we touched on Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, where he suffered a very heavy illness. Mufassirin say for 7 years, difference of opinion, for 7 years he suffered an illness, some physical ailment. No specific ailment has been mentioned in the kitabs or in the Quran. But many mufassirin say he had some type of sores throughout his body. But Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu salam never complained. He never complained. He made sabr. And therefore we talk about sabr, we talk about sabru Ayyub. The sabr of Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الشَّيْطَانُ بِنُصْبِ وَعَذَابِ اُرْكُضْ بِرِجْلِكَ هَذَا مُخْتَسَلٌ بَارِدُ وَشَرَابٌ. It's a lengthy tafsir. The difference of opinion amongst the commentators. But Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali has explained in Bayan al-Quran that Ayyub alayhi salatu salam was so ill, that he lived away from his people. And he never complained against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He bore all that pain. He bore all that suffering. And of course, his wife was very concerned about him. Any person in this world who is suffering, family members who see the person going through that pain, they try and assist the person. They try and bring every doctor, every hakim to try and treat the person. Any amil comes to town, they bring that amil for some taweez or some water for dham, whatever it is. They will try everything to assist that person because they can see the person suffering. Or they cannot stand the person suffering any longer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this incident of Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. and Mufassirin write that Shaitan, he is so cunning, so shrewd. Shaitan tried to misguide the wife of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. And he comes in the guise of a physician, a doctor. And he says, I can cure your husband. But when he's cured, you must not say that a physician came, you must say that you cured him. It was your power, you cured him. And what was the intention of Shaitan? To make her believe and make her say that she was the one who gave shifa to Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Whereas shifa only comes from Allah. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I become sick, He is the only one who gives me shifa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us that we attribute these qualities to Him, not to ourselves. Shifa is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah wanted to test Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam also. And therefore He allowed Shaitan to come in the guise of a physician. And so he met the wife of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. And she agreed. And when she tells Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, this is what had transpired. I met this physician. And this, he said, Inna lillah, this is Shaitan. And he became upset. And when he became upset, he took an oath. That because you did this wrong thing, I will strike you 100 lashes. Allah Ta'ala then cured Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah restored his health. And Allah gave him a very sound, healthy, beautiful body. Allah replaced him with all the wealth and gave him even more than what Allah had taken. He had passed the test. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then shows him a hila, a strategy, a way out. Because in that disappointment, he said, I will strike you 100 lashes. Now the poor wife, you want to get hiding 100 lashes. So Allah Ta'ala taught him then to take straws, 100 straws put together, and just to touch her once, it was 100 lashes. Nonetheless, this story was mentioned also about Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ ضِغْثًا فَضْرِبْ بِهِ وَلَا تَحْنَثْ. Because Allah did not want him to break the oath. So he kept the oath, and this was the way out. Allah says, Inna wajadnahu sabira. We found him absolutely patient, perseverant. Ni'am al-abd. What a wonderful servant he was. Innahu awwab. He was offered, he kept on repenting. Awwab is a person who keeps on turning to Allah Ta'ala, making tawbah, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what you and I require in these nights. To become awwabin, tawwabin, those who return to Allah, those who make sincere tawbah, istighfar, who keep on repenting. The word aba means to return, raja'a in Arabic. So we are actually returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have done wrong, we have escaped, we have run away from Allah, but where are we escaping to? We are going back to Allah. Because nobody can escape Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. You must run away. Allah is saying, run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You run away from nafs and shaitan. You run away from the life of ghaflat and sin to a life of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is waiting for us to turn to Him. And in one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the disbelievers, those who make kufr, those who attribute partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shirk. Allah says, can these people who reject Allah Rabbul Izzat be like those people who are devoted in their salat? Ana al-layl, hours of the night they're spending in sajda and in standing position. They're in salat. They engage in salat. يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُوا رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ. Very important lesson. يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةِ. Whilst they are in salat, they have this khushu', this khudu, this concentration, and they are fearing akhirat. They are fearing their plight, their fate in the hereafter. What will my result be? Will I be successful or not? وَيَرْجُوا رَحْمَةَ رَبِّي. And at the same time, they have hopes in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is iman. Al-imanu bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. We are believers. We are expected to have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing our result in the akhirat, and at the same time have great hopes in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the time of maut, then your hopes in Allah's mercy must be ghalib, must be dominant. At the time of maut, then you must have more hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But throughout your life, it must be balanced. A person cannot just only sit back and have hopes in Allah's mercy, and he doesn't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person does not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he'll do whatever he feels like, whatever his heart desires. But when a person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll be cautious. He will watch very carefully. If somebody alerts you, you're traveling from here to Johannesburg, there are speed, there are cameras, there are police that are trapping. When you come to a certain area, just be careful. Watch your speed. So before you coming, you are cautious. يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةِ. You're not speeding. You're not over speeding the limits. You are very, very careful. Or if there's some collision, some accident, and there's some oil spill on the road, and the person telephones you, say, just be careful when you're taking this pass, you're taking this road, is a very heavy accident, you must be very careful. So as he is traveling, he'll be very, very cautious, he'll be careful. So a mu'min is traveling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're all treading this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this path is not a difficult path. Thousands and thousands of people have traveled on this path, and thousands of them have passed this road and traversed this road, and they have reached their destination successfully. Many of them traveled this road, but they took, as we say, the off-ramp. And they missed Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Allah talks about both people in the Quran. And Allah warns us in the Quran. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ. Don't take all the other offshoots, the other roads. Stick onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. مَنْ خَافَ أَدْلَجَ وَمَنْ أَدْلَجَ بَلَغَ الْمَنْزِلِ. A person who fears and he has to travel, he has to go to some desperate need and he prepares his journey, so he will not leave. He has to leave. Say he could not leave during the day, and now suddenly he gets some news in the afternoon that you need to go to a certain place. So he will not leave late at night, he'll leave the early hours of the evening. And that person who leaves in the early hours of the evening, he will reach his destination easily. But that person who procrastinates and he leaves very late, there is fear of enemies in the road, of robbers in the road, of animals in the road. So like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us his road towards Jannat. And Allah has shown us the greatest example, and that is of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. And this example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us a very balanced way of life. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not a difficult one that you and I cannot follow. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bore in mind the entire ummah. And therefore on many occasions he would say, لَوْلَا أَنْ أَشُقَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي. Had I not feared it would burden my ummah. If I didn't have this fear, then I would have done this. But I'm not doing it because I don't want to make it a very heavy responsibility on my ummah. So this way of life is an ashal way of life. A very easy way of life. Everybody can manage it. The young, the old. Men, women. The rich, the poor. Whatever your profession, every single person can make this road. And therefore you find in the galaxy of Sahaba, different types of people. Salman Farsi, from where is he? Radiallahu anhu, Persia. Suhaib Rumi, Rome, radiallahu ta'ala. Bilal Habshi, Abyssinia, radiallahu ta'ala. Then there were the Muhajireen from Makkah, Ansar from Medina. There were people who were traders, businessmen, people who were farmers. All types of people. There were scholars, there were ulama, there were muftis, there were qurra, there were ashabu sufa, there were fuqara. But each one of them passed successfully. Each one was a shining star. So none of us have the excuse that, this deen is only for the ulama, or this deen is only for the learned people. No. Everyone has the capacity and the capability of going onto the sirat al-mustaqim and reaching our destination. And what are the two things we should have in mind? يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةِ. Be cautious of akhirat. Be mindful of akhirat. Do all those things that would make you pass in the akhirat. And at the same time, وَيَرْجُوا رَحْمَةَ رَبِّي. Have hopes Allah is going to forgive me. Allah is going to pass me. A good student, he studies his work. He still fears, I must not get stumped with a very heavy question. I must know my work. And he has hopes that the teacher knows my capabilities. I've worked very hard. I've tried. He's a very soft teacher. And I have hopes that he will pass me. So just like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind. But Allah is also just. Allah has put a system for us. Allah wants us to go onto the system which He has kept for the entire mankind. Right from the time of Adam alayhi salatu salam to the final ummati of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal these lessons that we are learning in the month of Ramadan. Allah has made it such the month of Ramadan, every believer's heart becomes soft and receptive. And it sinks in very easily and deeply into the heart. And Allah gives tawfiq of amal. Allah gives us the tawfiq of bring that into action. And inshallah, the barakat of Ramadan, we will see that when these actions come into our lives, but we must make firm resolutions that, Ya Allah, I want to bring these sunnahs in my life now. And I want to get my mindset clear. I want to have the correct belief system. I want to apply your ahkamat. I want to follow the lifestyle of Rasulullah. I wish to become a pious servant now. I wish to refrain from sins. If we have that firm intention and we make dua to Allah and we endeavor in these Mubarak days, inshallah we will find after the month of Ramadan, these a'mal will still continue to remain with us. It won't be just a once-off thing that mashallah we came, we had some josh, we sat for a little bit of ibadat and after that everything is gone. In Sharia, there is no josh business. Everything is done with moderation, with hosh. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Inshallah, today we'll just have some Qasida Burda. And the purpose of Qasida Burda is not entertainment. Alhamdulillah, the program in this masjid are not for entertainment purposes. We don't sing Naat Sharif or whatever, or Nazams or anything, just for entertaining ourselves. It is solely to take lesson from all these things that have been said. This for Ibrat. Qasida Burda was a Qasida in Arabic written by a great scholar, Alama Busairi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And he was extremely ill. Very heavy fever he had. And he had compiled these beautiful couplets in Arabic in the praise of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Qasida Burda is so accepted throughout the world. Arabs, non-Arabs, throughout the world. Our mashayikh, Hazrat Ari bin Azakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to mention his Sheikh Shah Abdul Ghani Purpuri Rahmatullah Ali in the jungle. 2 o'clock in the morning he'll wake up for Tahajjud Salat. Ice cold water. It's a long story. He should read Tahajjud Salat and engage in dhikr and tilawat. And after all that, the Qasida Burda he would recite every day. So many of our mashayikh read this Qasida Burda. It's not for entertainment. Listen how this it sounds. No. Inshallah, it will be very briefly explained by Maulana Huzaifa. Inshallah, he will render it. It is about our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we see the sacrifices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we must picture our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you read the Shama'il Kitabs, how beautiful Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. How handsome he was. How soft natured he was. What an excellent akhlaq he had. His physical beauty, his external beauty, his internal beauty, his zulfa, His beautiful eyes, his nose, his lips, his teeth, his smile, his palms softer than silk. The Sahabi Jabir radiallahu anhu says, 14th full moon. I was admiring the full moon. And suddenly my gaze went onto Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I looked at his beauty. I was caught by his beauty. I looked and I tried to make out which one was more beautiful. The moon, 14th full moon, or the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I came to the firm conclusion that the beautiful face of my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was more brilliant than the 14th full moon. This is our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we recite the Durood and Salam, it was picture of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Think as though we're standing before the Rawza Mubarak and we're making our salat and salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. After that we'll make dua inshaAllah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. These are few couplets written on the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, written by a great scholar and saint of his time, Allama Abu Siri rahmatullah alayh, who had immense love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whilst we're reciting these few couplets, let us just close our eyes and try to ponder and contemplate over the Mubarak and the blessed features and the qualities and attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day Hassan ibn Ali radiallahu anhu, the esteemed grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he requested his uncle, Hind bin Abi Khala, he told him, please, can you describe to me the features of my beloved grandfather? So his uncle agrees to do so. He begins to describe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's features. He says, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fakhman mufakhama. He says, your grandfather, your nana, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was a man of splendor and excellency. Yatala'la'u wajhuhu tala'lu' al-qamari laylat al-badri. His face would radiate and shine like the 14th full moon. He then says, أَطْوَلَ مِنَ الْمَرْبُوعِ. He was taller than an average man. وَأَقْصَرَ مِنَ الْمُشَذَّبِ. Yet shorter than a very tall man. عَظِيمَ الْهَامَةِ. He had a moderately large head. رَجِلَ الشَّعْرِ. He had some curl to his hair. إِنْ فَرَقَتْ عَقِيقَتُهُ فَرَقَ وَإِلَّا فَلَا. If his hair naturally took a middle path, he would let it do so. But he would not take the pain and strain to make a middle path in his hair. يُجَاوِزُ شَعْرُهُ شَحْمَةَ أُذُنَيْهِ. Occasionally his hair would just cross his earlobes. And occasionally his hair would just touch his shoulders. This was the zulfa, the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He then says, أَزْهَرَ اللَّوْنِ. He had a luminous complexion. He was fair in complexion. He was a very handsome man. وَاسِعَ الْجَبِينِ. He had a moderately broad forehead. Moderately broad forehead. أَزَّجَّ الْحَوَاجِبْ سَوَابِغْ مِنْ غَيْرِ قَرْنٍ. He says he had very fine eyebrows that were separated. بَيْنَهُمَا عِرْقٌ يُدِرُّهُ الْغَضَبِ. Between his two fine eyebrows was a vein that would protrude and swell at the time of extreme rage or anger. This would manifest and show the anger of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He then says أَقْنَ الْعِرْنِينَ. He had a very soft and tender nose. لَهُ نُورْ يَعْلُوهُ. Above his nose would be a light and a glow which enhanced the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, when he describes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beauty, he says, ما رأيت شيئا أحسن من رسول الله sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, I have not seen anything more beautiful than the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. كأنما الشمس تجري في وجهه. It was as if the glow and the light of the sun was actually being extracted from the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was his beauty. This was his nur and the light that he had on his face. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, he couples all these shamail, all these qualities and attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a few words. He says, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. He addresses the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, O Nabi of Allah, my eye has not seen anyone more beautiful than you. My eye has not seen anyone more beautiful than you. And no woman has given birth to any child more handsome than you. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. He says, Allah has created you flawless, faultless, free from all types of faults and defects. كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It is as if Allah has created you in the manner you wish to be created. This is basically the features of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we recite Durood Sharif, when we send salawat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints an angel. Allah appoints an angel who comes and receives the salam from us, and he travels all the way to Madina Munawwara, and then he conveys the salam at the Rawda Mubarak to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generally, when we see or we meet anyone going for Umrah or for Hajj, we tell him, please don't forget us, please convey our salam to the Rawda Mubarak. Ya Allah appoints an angel to convey our salam. Allah appoints an angel to convey our salam. Which other conveyor can be better than the angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَنِعْمَ الْمُبَلِّغْ وَالْمُبَلَّغْ إِلَيْهِ. Let us all recite Durood Sharif.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أمن تذكر جيران بذي سلم ما زجت دمعا جرى مقالة بدمي. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا خير من يمام العافون ساحته سعيا وفوق متون الأينوق الرسم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا خير من يمام العافون ساحته سعيا وفوق متون الأينوق الرسم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سريت من حرم ليلا إلى حرمي كما سار البدر في داج من الظلم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وبت ترقى إلى أن نلت منزلة من قاب قوسين لم تدرك ولم ترمي. مولاي يا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولا يا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولا يا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولا يا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم يا غفور يا رحيم يا ذا العرش المجيد يا فعال لما يريد. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you have bestowed us with Iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us Iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you for this, my Allah. Ya Allah, without Iman, my Allah, we would not have been sitting here, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not take away this Iman from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not snatch away this Iman, my Allah. Because live with Iman, die with Iman, raise us on the day of Qiyamah with Iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, out of your kindness, my Allah. Ya Allah, you made us in the Ummat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, in the Ummat of our beloved Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, it was not of our choice, my Allah. Ya Allah, you selected us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you handpicked us, my Allah. Ya Allah, and you made us in the Ummat of our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, this is the last ummah to come into the world, but the first ummah to enter into Jannat. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for this, my Allah. Ya Allah, then you bless us with so many bounties, my Allah. You have given us food to eat, water to drink, air to breathe, my Allah. You have provided for us shelter and clothing, my Allah. You have given us health and so many comforts and luxuries, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot enumerate all the bounties that you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us this sacred, this blessed month, my Allah. And Ya Allah, now the last 10 nights of Ramadan, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you have given us the tawfiq of assembling in your masjid, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us tawfiq of listening to Tarawih Salah. Ya Allah, of listening to Wa'az and Nasihat, may Allah. Ya Allah, and the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we heard those couplets, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands now, may Allah, only to you, may Allah. Ya Allah, because you are that loving Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most kind. Ya Allah, most beneficent, the most merciful, the most generous, may Allah. Ya Allah, you have got beautiful qualities, may Allah. You have got the best of names, may Allah. Ya Allah, nobody, ya Allah, is equal to you. Ya Allah, you are most powerful, may Allah. Ya Allah, repeatedly you have explained to us in the Quran your power, your grandeur, your majesty, your supremacy. Ya Allah, we are your makhluq, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are your makhluq, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are the children of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Oh, may Allah. One day we have to return and come back to you, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have to answer for our deeds in this world, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, may Allah. Forgive us before the day comes, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah, before mort strikes, may Allah. Ya Allah, before the examination of this world terminates, may Allah. Ya Allah, out of your kindness, may Allah. Your generosity, may Allah. Your love, may Allah. Your mercy, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us every single sin we committed, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed too many sins, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed too many gunas, may Allah. We ourselves, we have forgotten what sins we committed, may Allah. Ya Allah, from the time we became baligh till this very day, may Allah. Ya Allah, we had the audacity to commit so many sins, may Allah. Ya Allah, we did not care at the time that you were watching us, may Allah. Ya Allah, we did not bother at all, may Allah. There was no frown on our face when your ahkamat were violated, may Allah. Ya Allah, we joined the evil company, may Allah. Ya Allah, we joined the other sinners, may Allah. Ya Allah, we increase in sins in this ummah, may Allah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried for us, Allahumma ummati ummati. Ya Allah, he used to make dua for us day and night. We forgot all those duas, may Allah. We forgot his teachings, may Allah. We forgot his preachings, may Allah. We forgot his sunnat, may Allah. We forgot his crying for us, may Allah. Ya Allah, verses upon verses we hear in the tilawat of the Quran, in Tarawih Salah, in our daily salat, may Allah. We hear qiraat by different qurra, may Allah. We hear wa'az and nasihat every Friday and almost every week, may Allah. Ya Allah, still we do not take any heed to those lessons, may Allah. Ya Allah, we do not take any heed to those warnings, may Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge our weakness, may Allah. Ya Allah, we confess our wrongs, may Allah. Ya Allah, we confess, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have given up, may Allah. We have surrendered to you, may Allah. We have submitted to you, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have realized we cannot run away from you, but towards you again, may Allah. La malja'a wa la manja minka illa ilayk. There is no refuge. There is no escape from you but you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are more kind to us than our own parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is nobody who can be so kind to us than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sattar, my Allah. You conceal sins, my Allah. You are Ghaffar al-Dhunub. You are most forgiving, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got such beautiful qualities, my Allah. We are asking you for your maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you for your maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you are not going to pardon us in these Mubarak nights, may Allah. Ya Allah, then we've got no other hope then, may Allah. When your floodgates of mercy have opened during these nights, may Allah. When you are prepared to forgive the worst of sinners, may Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. And if you're not going to forgive us then, Ya Allah, who else can forgive us, may Allah? Ya Allah, we are begging at your door, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars, my Allah. Ya Allah, abtu raham farma. Karam ka mahamla farma. Ya wasi al maghfirah. Ya halim, ya kareem. Ya Allah, you are most tolerant. Ya Allah, we acknowledge, my Allah. We angered you so much, so much, so much. Still, you did not take revenge, my Allah. Still, you did not punish us, my Allah. You tolerated all our wrongs, my Allah. Ya Allah, in dunya, no matter how much our parents may love us, may Allah. But if we repeatedly disobey them, and we keep on troubling them, a time comes when the mother spanks the child. The father beats up the jahil. Ya Allah, you have not done so, my Allah. Ya Allah, whilst making zina with the eyes, you could have blotted our eyes. You could have snatched away our eyes, my Allah. You could have made us paralyzed when we were making gunas with our hands and our feet, my Allah. Ya Allah, you do not expose us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you do not mark on our doors in the morning that last night this person committed so and so sin. Ya Allah, you conceal those sins. Ya Allah, your tolerance knows no bounds, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are full of tolerance, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives, our children, my Allah. Forgive our friends, our relatives, our musallis, mutaalliqeen, mashayikh, our students, the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, especially, my Allah, these brothers who are here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are sitting patiently. They are elderly ones, they are young ones, ya Allah. They are mu'takifeen here, my Allah. They are ulama and huffaz here. And our mothers and sisters and others at home, brothers at home listening, ya Allah, over the receiver, my Allah. There are people who are sick and ailing, my Allah. But they are listening to the program, my Allah. Ya Allah, with this one intention that maybe you will also forgive them, my Allah. Ya Allah, abturam farma. Ya Allah, show us any name, any way of calling out to you now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are speechless, my Allah. We've got no vocab, my Allah. We do not know how to beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, ma'afirma. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. Tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. Ya Allah, whether it is odd night or even night, makes no difference to you, my Allah. If you wish to forgive us, my Allah. If it is Laylatul Qadr, ya Allah, grant us the barakat of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, even if not Laylatul Qadr even, my Allah, still pardon us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Every single sin we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, wash away those sins as though we never committed those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, At-ta'ibu min adhamb, kamallah dhambala. The words of Rasulullah are true, my Allah. We love our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he mentioned that sincere repenter, when he makes tawbah, when he turns to you, and he will forgive him, then it is as though he committed no sin. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallam has mentioned, At-ta'ibu habibullah, a repenter becomes a beloved of Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the hadith, when the person makes tawbah, then you actually transform his bad deeds into good deeds. Ya Allah, transform all our bad deeds into hasanat, into good deeds. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari diloku musaffa mujalla muzakka bana. Ya Allah, give us taqwa, my Allah. Give us taqwa, my Allah. Give us taqwa, my Allah. Make us al-muttaqeen. Make us al-mu'mineen. Make us al-muwahideen. Make us, ya Allah, kamil mu'mineen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us those who are al-faizeen. Make us from those who are qad afla المؤمنون because from those who أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا because from those who بشر المخبتين يا الله all the good qualities وعباد الرحمن that you have mentioned of all those good servants يا الله give us those good qualities my Allah يا الله bless us with عافيات سلامتي حفاظت عزت أمن چين سكون راحت protection, your ma'rifat, your qurb, yaqeen in your dhat, give us the sweetness of iman, istiqamat on taqwa, istiqamat on iman, istiqamat on good deeds, give us tawfiq of doing more and more a'mal salihah. Ya Allah, protect our iman, Ya Allah, protect our jaan, Ya Allah, protect our lives, protect our properties, protect our families, protect our children, Ya Allah, protect our izzat, protect our honor, my Allah, Ya Allah, protect our deen, protect our masajid, protect our ulama, protect our jamaats. Ya Allah, protect the deen of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, make us beacons of hidayat. Make us shining lights now, my Allah. How you made sahaba ikiram, shining stars, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us those beacons of light. When the non-Muslim just see us, my Allah, they just upon looking at us, my Allah, they must wish to embrace Islam. They must come into the fold of Islam in droves and droves, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the last ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the last ummat, my Allah. We do not know when Qiyamah will take place, my Allah. Ya Allah, the signs of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, the minor signs of Qiyamah all have come, my Allah. The major signs remain, my Allah. When Qiyamah will come, when Dajjal will appear, we did not know, my Allah. Help us to prepare for those days, my Allah. Don't let it happen that Dajjal emerges, my Allah, and we become victims, my Allah, of the ploys of Dajjal, my Allah. We become ensnared in the traps of Dajjal, my Allah. Don't make us get caught in the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah, if we are living. Protect our children if they are living. Protect our grandchildren if they are living. Protect our progeny if they are living. Don't let there be a single one of us sitting here tonight whose progeny becomes a follower of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be in the Jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Make us be on haqq and hidayat. Make us a means of haqq and hidayat. Ya Allah, protect us from becoming gumrah. Ya Allah, protect us from becoming astray. Don't make us astray. Don't make us lead others astray. Make us become good leaders, my Allah. Make us have a good akhlaq, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many challenges today, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many fitnas and trials and tribulation. Every morning when we wake up, my Allah, there's something new. There's some new fitna, my Allah. There's a new temptation. There's a new fitna, my Allah. It is becoming so difficult, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make hifazat of our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us amanat dari, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us sidq, my Allah. Give us zuhd and qanaat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hifazat farma. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our jaiz, umid and murad, my Allah. Whatever problems our brothers and sisters have, ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove it far away, my Allah. Ya Allah, anybody who's got any court case, ya Allah, assist him, my Allah. Those who are languishing in the prisons, ya Allah, release them, my Allah. Those who've got financial problems and debts, my Allah, remove them from the debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who've got house problems, domestic problems between husband and wife or parents and children, ya Allah, resolve those problems, ya Allah. Cause peace and muhabbat, unity, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, give us more to the iman, my Allah. Give us more to Madina Sharif, my Allah. Baril jannatul bakhi, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the condition that you are pleased with us, my Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Holy Qutr water from Rasulullah Mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Ya Allah, ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil-muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. And all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa salim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati ma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.